When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
This podcast is sponsored by Underdog. Want to make money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick the 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100 so you have some bonus cash to start playing with. Again, that's Underdog Fantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Must be 18 or older, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 or older in Massachusetts and Arizona, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. In Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Monday's action on the Diamond Full set of games and get you ready for another set of action on Tuesday. So let's go through some news and notes from Monday. The White Sox and Royals game, as well as the Yankees and Red Sox, were postponed due to rain on Monday. Lots of rain up there in the north, like southern, northern, the northern central area to the northeast of the country. So keep an eye on that even on Tuesday. Both these games, White Sox, Royals, Yankees, Red Sox, will be played as doubleheaders on Tuesday. The Cubs, they made a big splash on Monday morning, promoting one of their top prospects, Pete Crow Armstrong, from AAA. Throughout the minors between AA and AAA this season, Armstrong's hitting .283 with 20 home runs and 37 stolen bases. He did not get the start on Monday, but he did pinch run and got caught stealing. We all thought he'd get called up by the September 1st deadline, so he'd be postseason eligible. That did not happen. So we're assuming that he's here to platoon, and cause even David Ross, manager, said likely platoon situation for Crow Armstrong. So he'll probably come in, do some late defensive switches, late base running, get a start from time to time. So keep an eye on that situation. I don't know if he's a full-time fantasy asset for the time being. The Braves, they called up Jackson Stevens and sent Alan Winans back to AAA. Stevens threw 3 2/3 innings in relief while allowing one run and striking out 5 on Monday. At AAA this season, Stevens has thrown 22 2/3 innings with 24 Ks and a 2.38 ERA. Just more bullpen depth for the Atlanta Braves. Kyle Wright was also activated off the IL, and he pitched game 2 of the doubleheader against Philadelphia, and it did not go well for Mr. Kyle Wright. He allowed 6 runs over 3 innings pitched. Still, things aren't right with Wright, which is a shame. The Reds have some rotation moving and shaking going on. Brandon Williamson will return from the IL on Tuesday and make the start for the Reds, while Connor Phillips will be scheduled to start on Wednesday for the Reds. Andrew Abbott was originally supposed to pitch on Wednesday. That's his turn on the rotation. But he's been struggling of late. He's also 35 pitches over his previous season high. So maybe they're going to skip him, give him some rest. Who knows? Thursday, according to the Reds, is still to be determined. So maybe it's just a day's rest for Abbott. Maybe he misses a start. Something to monitor going forward. If you're in weekly leagues, this is a bummer for you because you're just up in thin airs right now. But for now, maybe Thursday for Abbott. Maybe a start off. We'll have to wait and see on that one. The New York Yankees officially place Jason Dominguez on the IL with his torn UCL. We know he's out for the year. Going to miss a good chunk of the start of the 2024 season. And with Dominguez going to the IL, the Yankees have called up prospect Estevan Florial from AAA. In AAA this year, Florial's hitting .284, 28 home runs and 25 stolen bases. Could be worth a little fun in the fantasy game for the final couple weeks of the season. Seattle Mariners, they activated Jared Kelenic off the IL and sent Cade Marlowe back to AAA. Kelenic was hitting pretty well in his rehab assignments, so let's see if he can pick up where he left off before he did some foolish things that landed him on the IL. The White Sox, they sent Oscar Colas to AAA, and they're expected to call up Devi Garcia, right-handed pitcher, as well as catcher Carlos Perez on Tuesday. Francisco Alvarez, who's dealing with a sore arm from behind the dish, he did not start on Monday, but according to manager Buck Showalter, Alvarez was able to pinch hit if necessary, so he stayed today. Expect Alvarez back in the lineup Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest. Felix Bautista, it was weird last couple days ago. He was seen playing catch in the outfield, which is odd when you have a partial tear of your UCL. The Orioles are saying they'll let him continue to play catch and maybe have a shot at pitching in the postseason. If not, they'll reevaluate everything throughout the offseason to make a plan for 2024 surrounding the big man, Felix Bautista. The Padres, they reinstated Robert Suarez from the suspended list while also recalling Nick Hernandez from AAA. They placed Tim Hill on the IL and moved Gary Sanchez to the 60-day IL to make the moves possible. The Cubs, they placed Albert Alzolay on the IL with a right forearm strain retroactive to Sunday. Jordan Merriweather got the save on Sunday. Michael Fulmer got the save on Monday. Something to monitor there. But this is a shame. Alzolay has been outstanding. Hopefully it's something minor and not long-term, a.k.a. TJ situation here, but something to definitely monitor with Alzolay, who was outstanding in the back end of that Cubs bullpen. The Brewers, they called up Josh Donaldson, who they recently signed to a minor league deal, and sent Owen Miller back to AAA. Donaldson got the start on Monday. It's Josh Donaldson, folks. Don't get too excited on this one. Shohei Ohtani was scratched once again from the lineup on Monday. He has been scratched or just not in the lineup since he hurt his oblique. Feels like about a week ago now. He's still yet to play since that injury. Time will tell what the exact plan of action is. It seems like he can get loose every day. He's just not ready when it's time to go. So I don't know what they're doing. It's might as well put him on the IL, but hey, the Angels get Angels, right? Arizona Diamondbacks, they place Gabriel Moreno on the paternity list. He'll be out for a couple days. Jose Siri, this is a bummer. He suffered a fractured hand on Monday. The reports after the game from manager Kevin Cash said Siri should be out around 3, maybe 4 weeks. So the goal is to get Siri back sometime in the postseason to help out the Tampa Bay Rays. Ross Stripling of the San Francisco Giants threw a 50-pitch bullpen session on Monday, and he could be nearing a return to the Giants, maybe get a start or two to finish the season. And then kind of in a surprise bit of news, Chris Bryant was activated from the IL on Monday. He was hitting cleanup in the lineup, played first base for the Rockies, and as a move with Bryant being activated off the IL, the Rockies designated Cole Tucker for assignment. All right, guys, I talk about PL Plus and PL Pro all the time, and it's outstanding. It helps you with all your fantasy baseball needs, gets you in the awesome Discord, all the tools, all the fun stuff there in said Discord. There's also access to QB List if you're a PL Plus and PL Pro member. You can get the questions for your fantasy football teams. You get some up-the-lock stuff on Sundays. You get everything you're going to need to have your best fantasy football season you can have thanks to PL Plus and PL Pro. So go check it out. You won't regret it. I love it for all the fantasy baseball stuff. Now it's, you know, I'm still playing fantasy baseball, but let's be real. I got fantasy football teams. I know most of you do too. And if you want some QB List action, PL Plus, PL Pro Discord has you covered there. So go check that out. PL Plus, PL Pro, you will not regret it. Some hitting highlights from Monday. Logan Ohapi is getting healthy. Looks extremely healthy, folks. Ohapi went 2-for-3 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs on Monday. Over Ohapi's last 11 games, he's hitting .289 with 5 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 8 RBIs. This is the guy we saw busting out before the injury that we thought was season-ending. He's back. He's going to finish the year in a big way, which will make him pricier than expected on draft day once again. Mike Yastrzemski, we've always known he's had this talent. He just can't stay healthy. He's gone on the IL at least 4, maybe 5 times with a hamstring injury. It's been really crazy. He's healthy right now. And on Monday, leading off for the Giants, Mike Yastrzemski went 2-for-3 with a double, a home run, a run scored, and an RBI. Over Yastrzemski's 9 September games, he's hitting .423 with 5 doubles, 2 home runs, 6 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Just something to keep in mind, the Giants have 4 games in Coors this weekend against some bad right-handed pitching. So, Yaz, let's get some Yaz. Let's have some fun this weekend. Ryan Noda of the Oakland Athletics went 1-for-4 with a solo shot on Monday. Noda missed a lot of time with his jaw injury from the dentist situation. Over Noda's last 11 games, though, he's hitting .293 with three doubles, three home runs, eight runs scored, and eight RBIs. Kind of picking up where he left off. He was having a pretty solid season there as the A's first baseman, and he's going to finish it in a strong way. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday, besides Brandon Woodruff's complete game shutout in Miami, which he was just filthy in. We got a few other people to talk about here. Jordan Wicks, six innings pitched, one earned, three hits, one walk, two Ks, and nine whiffs. Pretty strong stuff there. He had 23% CSW. Wicks has made four starts now for the Chicago Cubs. He's thrown 22 and two-thirds innings, only allowed five earned runs over that stretch. Five walks, that's outstanding ratio stuff, but only 15 strikeouts. He had nine Ks in his debut. Over his last three starts, only six strikeouts. That's a question for me. Like, what's going on here? This guy had electric strikeout stuff in the minors as well. First game, electric strikeout stuff. Last three games has kind of disappeared. So he's continuing to limit the damage, which is great. But we'd love some strikeouts in the fantasy world also. And in reality, what Jordan Wicks is kind of doing is his Jose Quintana impression. And Quintana continues to look great since coming back this season. On Monday, Quintana had five innings, two earned, five hits, two walks, and four strikeouts against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He had 12 whiffs and a 28% CSW. Quintana has made 10 starts so far this year. He has allowed three earned runs or less than nine of those starts. He allowed five runs in one start. And in eight of those nine starts with three earned runs or less, Quintana's only allowed two runs. He's been very effective. Won't go past five, maybe six innings at the most. And the strikeouts aren't huge, but the ERA is great. Usually the whip's not bad, and he might give you a chance for a win here and there. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Kind of a busy night in the relief pitching world, so let's get some highlights for you here. Kirby Yates of the Atlanta Braves picked up his fourth save of the season, his second save in his last four appearances. This was in game one of the doubleheader. Yates got the save because Raisel Iglesias blew the save in the ninth inning, so Yates pitched the 10th, got the 10th or 11th, got the job done there. In game two of the doubleheader, Craig Kimbrell picked up his 23rd save of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies. All kinds of offense in both those games from the Braves and the Phillies. Paul Sewald picked up his 33rd save of the year for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Pete Fairbanks' 23rd save of the season. Michael Fulmer picked up his second save of the year. I mentioned to Thousley on the IL. Merriweather got the save on Sunday. Fulmer got the save on Monday. Something to definitely monitor in that situation. Jimmy Herget picked up his first save of the year for the Anaheim Angels. Carlos Estevez had the night off. Emmanuel Clase blew his 11th save of the year as the Giants came back and won in the 10th, 5-4. The Guardians picked up the 4-3 lead going to the bottom of the 10th, and Clase gave up a single RBI single to Blake Sable and an RBI single to Lamont Wade Jr. to blow his 11th save of the season. It's crazy for a guy with so many saves as is. 11 blown saves is pretty darn impressive. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Tuesday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
We have another 11-game slate on tap for you in the DFS world, starting off at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. So let's talk about some bats to target on that DFS slate. Chicago Cubs going against Chris Flexen and Coors. We like that one quite a bit. Milwaukee Brewers versus J.P. Chargois and the Miami bullpen could be enticing. Don't mind the Mets versus Ryan Nelson. And I really like the Houston Astros versus J.P. Sears. On the mound, I love Freddie Peralta to be super expensive on this slate. So you want to save some money, Justin Verlander versus the Oakland Athletics is great. Joe Ryan in a contrarian play against the Tampa Bay Rays is not too shabby. Brian Woo versus the Angels. Then if you need to punt, Zach Lytle versus the Minnesota Twins. Pitching's like not horrible, but it's really top heavy. So the cheaper guys, definitely dicier than usual on this 11-game slate. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday. John Means makes his return to the mounds. Great to see, you know, battling back from TJ. He's made his six rehab starts, which is pretty darn good. Now he gets to take the mound in Camden Yards on Tuesday, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. So really curious to see how that goes for John Means. We get quite the pitcher's duel and quite the NL East battle in Philadelphia. You get Max Fried versus Zach Wheeler in Citizens Bank Park. Looking forward to that one quite a bit. Fried is starting to look like the ace of old after missing a lot of time on the IL. And then Zach Wheeler's just put together an amazing season for the Philadelphia Phillies. Max Scherzer taking on Hyunjin Ryu. Hyunjin Ryu has not been great, but not been horrible since he's come back from the IL. You got a Rangers offense that's pretty good. You also got Max Scherzer, who got blown up by the Astros in his last start. Prior to that, though, was basically perfect for the Rangers since coming over at the trade deadline. So a little Scherzer versus Ryu is very, very enticing. Then last but not least, I mentioned it, Freddie Peralta taking the bump in Miami. Peralta's been one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher, in the second half of the season. Really looking forward to him taking on the Miami Marlins, especially after that Brandon Woodruff complete game shutout. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Again, you can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK. Of course, go check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. Won't regret it one bit, I promise. But that'll do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday, preview Wednesday's action on the diamond. For now, this was the First Pitch Podcast, Tuesday, September 12th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.